up, my lover. That's right. Easy does it. Yes. You look cute when you're sleepy. Come on. Come on, wake up. Yes, it is I, your necromancer girlfriend. Here in your bed in the middle of the night. No, no, this is no dream. Speak quietly. I don't want anyone to hear us. We are in the small hours of the morning. Don't panic. You haven't missed a lecture or an exam. I promise. Of course I'll tell you why I'm here. Let me lean in and speak into the shell of your ear. I saw the headmaster's carriage leave the campus an hour ago, with three other horses close behind. What do you think that means? Yes, exactly. I think some emergency has taken him away in secret. And the necromancy school is without its leaders. And what does that have to do with us? An excellent question. This is why you're top of our class. Listen closely, my heart. I believe I've found the entrance to the secret library the professors hide from us lowly students. Yes, I never believed it was just a rumor. I talked about it on our first official date. Do you remember? Our beautiful picnic in the cemetery where we traded secrets. I need you to come with me, to be my ears while I search for the answers to the magic of necromancy. The things I know they're keeping from us. There is no one else in this life or the next that I trust as much as you. The risk is minimal now. You're the star student of the school. If you get caught, the consequences won't be nearly as severe. And besides, aren't you curious? It's all I can think about lately. I'm obsessed. Good. Good. I knew I was right to ask you. Get dressed and follow me. Don't worry, I have a dagger in case we run into something horrible. but we must be silent, quick, and clever. I know you're capable of that. I've dated you long enough to know. Oh, by the gods, here we are, the secret library. I knew it existed. Did you ever speak with Drago while he was here? Yeah, he was a few years above us. He thought it was around here. But it's so close to the headmaster's quarters, I never went snooping until tonight. Yeah, that's right. Drago is a hedge necromancer now. He abandoned the school. Good for him. I heard him mention this library. He said it's here because they're keeping necromancy secrets from us. But now that I'm looking around, there's a lot more books than I thought. Let's split up so we can read more. Yeah, you take the shelves on the right. There's no one else around. We should be undisturbed. I'm not seeing anything interesting yet. A lot of these books just have outdated pricing and accounting practices. From when the former headmaster was in charge. He's a little before our time. No, really. I'm looking at a page right now that talks about how to avoid paying taxes to the crown for raising the dead. Yeah. Do you take a lot of history classes? The previous headmaster was really invested in the wealth afforded to necromancers. Yeah, a necromancer could bankrupt a wealthy family in those days. But our reputation started suffering and someone killed that headmaster, so... What? What is it? Did you find something? A weird drawing? Let's see. Lay it out on the table. I'll bring my candle over. I'll have to stay close to you while we examine this page. How delightful. You smell good. Have I ever told you that? Oh, wow, this is a huge diagram. All right, I see a necromancer doing a raising, but... Yeah, you see it too, don't you? It's like they're forcing the deceased to comply. Did you know you could pull them over the threshold of life like that? Is this how you enslave Arisen? This is disturbing. Will you turn the page? My hands are shaking. I have to see what happens next. The illustration. Look. The necromancer who forced the raising, they have vampire fangs. My head is spinning. Tell me you see what's on these pages, too. I feel like I'm going mad. Like I can't trust my senses. Thank the gods you're here with me. Is this how a first generation vampire is made? This changes everything I knew about the world. Are you okay? You seem so calm. I really admire that about you. I need to step back. Why did they keep this from us? The price of raising the unwilling with our magic is vampirism? Did you think death would put a caveat on our magic like that? A curse? I knew they were hiding something, but we're just vampires waiting to happen? I almost don't believe it, but vampires are so powerful. That's why they kept this from us. Can't seem to catch my breath. I'm sorry. I don't like you seeing me like this. I didn't think. Could you imagine it, though? Being a vampire, you would be immortal. You could be with the person you love. Forever. And you wouldn't have to bow and scrape to the professors in the hopes of one day earning your freedom from the school. Thank you for holding me. I feel like the ground has come out from under us. Gods, you are such a pillar for me. I can't believe it. I had no idea vampirism was at my fingertips the whole time. I wouldn't have to write my thesis, defend my thesis. I wouldn't have to slave over books and professors just to earn the privilege of leaving the school grounds one day. This, my love, do you see? This is why they keep such a tight leash on us. Why hedge necromancers are hunted. The governing body, the walls around the school, I've always felt so suffocated. So lied to. You are the only good thing I have ever found in this place. Only thing I care about. what I have to do. Don't run from me. If you scream, no one will hear you, so you can scream if you want. I'm sorry. I'm sorry it has to be this way. I wanted to get this over with quickly, but I can't leave you. You're my favorite thing. You have to come with me. Hey, it's okay. Isn't this a great way to die? In the arms of someone who loves you? It's okay. Look at me. Look at me. Listen to me, my heart. It's going to be okay. I'm going to bring you back after. I'll raise you. And I want you to struggle, okay? Fight me as I try to bring you back. Please. Then I'll become a vampire and we can leave the necromancy school together. We'll never be apart. I'll keep you with me always. Your blood is making puddles on the floor. There's so much of it. I think it looks good. Your blood is the most beautiful color. And you've always been so beautiful. Don't worry. Shh, shh, shh. Just close your eyes. I'll bring you right back, and then we can be free. Free and together forever. My heart. My heart. The end. I'm sorry if I scared you. I just want you to know that everything that happens in these stories is entirely fictional. And you're safe and warm in your bed. And vampires aren't real. I know that's something a vampire would say, but it's the truth. Thank you so much. I'll see you next week. Good night.